The Wisdom of Kabbalah on Audio, from the teachings of Kabbalist Rav Berg, Spiritual Director of the Kabbalah Center. Welcome to Creating Miracles, Tape 3, hosted by Rabbi Michael Moskowitz of New York Kabbalah Center.
This is Rabbi Michael Moskowitz, and welcome back to the Kabbalah course on Creating Miracles. We're going to talk about the power of excitement and understanding what spiritual excitement is all about, as opposed to the physical excitement that we normally experience on a daily basis. When we think about excitement, how does it feel to be excited? We usually look forward to doing something, you know, to making something happen, making something real. We have a sense of joy. We get the adrenaline rush. It's like being on a roller coaster. You're all excited, it's fun, it's great. There's a sense of anticipation. It's a high. There's passion, there's excitement. Another way of saying it could be, when we're excited, we're infused with the light of the Creator. It's like you feel you're touching something that is beyond the normal range of emotion and the normal range of how we experience things on a daily basis. Think about getting up in the morning. For many people, you open up your eyes, you look around you, and you say to yourself, ugh, another day. You slowly slither out of bed, you shuffle your way to the bathroom. The whole morning is like a drag. Where's the excitement? Where's the energy? You don't feel that special anticipation or that special light when you do something that you consider to be fun, something that's exciting. And even when we do connect to the energy of excitement, for most of us, you know, we have to admit it's very momentary. If it's not momentary, then it's not exciting. I mean, could it be that excitement lasts the whole day? Who wakes up in the morning and instead of slithering out of bed, like we mentioned before, and shuffling to the bathroom, who wakes up in the morning with a huge smile on their face, they jump out of bed like a lion, and they just roar into their day, and they keep on going straight until the end of the day? Actually, when I think about it, the only types of beings that behave that way are children. They wake up in the morning with tremendous energy until you put them to bed at night. They're constantly going. We seem to lose that ability as we become adults. How do we make a connection to lasting excitement, to have it maintained throughout the entire day, as opposed to just having these little blips of excitement every once in a while that we have to plan for most of the time? Some of the types of excitement that we experience are confusing. It doesn't seem to be so positive sometimes. And that's because Kabbalah teaches there are really two forms of excitement. There's spiritual positive excitement, and there's reactive, not so spiritual excitement. What do we mean? One kind of excitement adds light into our lives, helps us leave this world of physicality, this world of limitation, this world where we think we can't be everything that we can be and achieve all of our goals and dreams. One form of excitement is like a rocket booster. It takes us out of this realm and puts us into the realm of miracles, where miracles are the norm and chaos is the exception. The other type of excitement is the kind of excitement that most of us are familiar with. You know, momentary fulfillment, immediate gratification. And then what do we all feel? There's a letdown. There's a letdown. You don't get that same energy even the next time that you do it. It's like you need to do more of the same thing in order to get that same energy of excitement. We know that this state of consciousness can reach an extreme, and we call that addiction. You get high from taking the drug, but then what happens? You fall right down. Rav Berg, the director of the Kabbalah Center, always used to say, when they invent the drug that'll keep you high for the rest of your life, I'll be the first one to take it. What do we mean by that? Who doesn't want to be in an elevated state of consciousness? But right now, the tools that most of us use, it takes you up, and then plop, you fall back down, and you fall back down very hard. So there's nothing true or lasting about that type of excitement. Again, true or real, from a Kabbalistic point of view, is something that lasts, something that continues, not something that you feel and then it gets taken away from you. That's not real. That's momentary. That's temporary pleasure. We know that many people thrive on momentary excitement. They can't wait to be invited to the next party or go to the next show or wait to be honored for the next occasion. And if it doesn't happen, it's like they're not happy. And their whole sense of happiness is just based on when this next thing is going to happen to them. If a person doesn't study Kabbalah, you can't blame that individual because That's the only system that they're familiar with for feeling a rush of excitement in life. You know, don't we all plan to go out so we can have fun and leave the daily routine of what we usually do? We might enjoy what we do, but let's be honest, isn't it a little boring after a while, doing the same thing every day over and over again? Even if you're involved in an exciting profession like entertainment or design, these individuals will tell you that the bulk of their work is still hunkering down and being involved in the discipline to get the project done. The actual creative spark is a small component of what they experience on a daily basis. Today we're going to learn about connecting to a level of excitement that brings us to a place of lasting fulfillment, brings us to that dimension, to that universe of miracles on a long-lasting basis. Not the kind where you feel the letdown. That's negative excitement. There's a very popular expression that King Solomon uttered a few thousand years ago, but everybody still remembers it today. And that phrase is, "There is nothing new under the sun." We've all heard that expression, and when we understand it a little bit better, we're going to see that excitement, or the usual kind of excitement that we experience or want to experience, might actually get in the way of our spiritual growth and might actually become an obstacle for us to receive the fulfillment that we all really want. When we talk about the true reality, when we talk about 99% of reality, the world that's beyond the perception of our five senses, in that dimension of 99% light, miracles, infinite energy, is there anything new? In the spiritual world, can anybody say that something is new? Nothing is new in the spiritual world, because everything is contained within the energy of the Creator. The Creator is the totality of fulfillment. We manifest it in various ways on the physical level. We look for fulfillment in health, or in relationships, or in business. In the spiritual dimension, where no such branches exist, it's pure state of consciousness, it's the totality of fulfillment and the totality of feeling good and fulfilled on a regular basis. The funny thing is, when we think of excitement on a physical level, we almost always associate it with something new. If something is old, if something is boring, if it's something that you're used to doing on a regular basis, would you call that exciting? For most people, it'll be exciting the first day, it'll be a little bit less exciting the second day, and by the third day it becomes routine. What happened to all the excitement? The energy of excitement being new is strictly limited to our physical world of Malchut, this dimension where we don't perceive the energy of miracles. In the spiritual dimension, there is nothing new. So should we say that there's no excitement in the spiritual world? Well, if that's the case, you know, leave me in the physical world with my little immediate gratification. I don't want to go to a dimension where there seems to be no excitement, where there's nothing new. But that's what King Solomon meant when he said, "There's nothing new under the sun." He is saying, in the spiritual dimension, the totality of fulfillment is contained. In our world, there's really nothing new. And if you're expecting something new to bring excitement into your life, that's a little mistake from a spiritual point of view. If we think getting excited is about doing new things, then we're not in contact with what we call light consciousness, or the energy of cause, the energy of where everything begins, the essence of life. When we're into the mode of doing something new, we're in a reactive mode because we're limiting ourselves and we're limiting our thinking. I need something new in order to make me feel good. I need to go to the amusement park to feel good. I need to go to the nightclub in order to be excited. In all of these scenarios, we're the effect. Something is happening to us, some stimuli is being applied to us, and we're the effect. And Kabbalah teaches if you're the effect, you can't control. If you're the effect, you're not the seed. You're not the cause. And don't we want to control at the seed level? Don't we want to control at the cause level? Don't we want to feel excitement at the seed or cause level? The type of excitement that we feel is effect-oriented excitement. So once the stimuli is removed, we're not excited anymore. So what does that mean? We constantly have to look for things to excite us? So we're all, in a certain way, we're like addicts, looking for the next turn-on, looking for that next little injection of energy. You know, that's why we're so attracted to movies or TV or the various forms of entertainment that exist today, because it's artificial stimulation. It's external stimulation. It's the type of stimulation that we don't need to use our soul for. It's the type of stimulation that we don't need to use our consciousness for. This is not to be derogatory about entertainment. It's just to understand that while entertainment can provide powerful lessons about life, we've all had the experience of going to a movie and being moved by a scene or by a lesson that's being displayed. But if you just rely on external events to be stimulated and to be turned on to life, then we're all in a pretty sorry state. So it seems that excitement is contrary to creating miracles in our life. We said that the definition of creating a miracle in our lives is elevating to a realm beyond the 10th dimension that we exist in, beyond the realm of the mundane, the physical, the malchut world. Going beyond this realm is the definition of miracles. But once we go into that dimension, we're saying there's nothing new. And if there's nothing new, then what's there to be excited about? Even more importantly, how can I then use excitement as a vehicle to raise my consciousness and leave this physical world? It's very difficult for the light of the Creator to get excited about anything because the light sees all the possibilities. It's like a master chess player that knows every possible move on the board. There's no new move that you can use to excite the master because he's aware of all the moves. He'll observe them. He will maybe nod approvingly at certain moves or shake his head disapprovingly at other moves, but all the moves are known. There's nothing new. So what type of excitement are we really talking about over here? From the point of view of the light, nothing seems to be exciting because nothing is new. Again, if your definition of excitement is only new things. From the point of view of the vessel, you constantly need new things to have excitement because that's our only perception of excitement at this point. So you can see that excitement contradicts our connection to the light because excitement is about being the effect. It's about not being the light. We came here to be like the light. We came here to emulate the Creator. We came here to be a channel for the light of the Creator because when we channel the light of the Creator, that energy flows through us. And when we feel that light flowing through us, we feel fulfillment and we feel real excitement. And that's what we're going to get to right now. Let me tell you a quick story about two types of excitement. About 250 years ago, a famous Kabbalist called the Gaon of Vilna lived. An educator came to the Gaon of Vilna, and he had a phenomenal new idea for educating children in a very special, intense way of studying. It would allow the children to learn together in a spiritual way. When the Gaon of Vilna heard the idea, he said to the man, "I don't think it's a good idea." The man said, "I'm so excited about this idea. I've dreamt about the idea. I see it. I feel it. I know that it can work. What a wonderful way to bring the light of spirituality to so many children. How can you say that you don't think it's such a great idea?" And then the man went away. 5 years later, the same man came back to the Gaon of Vilna with the same idea, and he said, "Maybe we should do this idea. This idea isn't really my idea. It doesn't come from me, but I think it's a good idea." This time, the Gaon of Vilna said, "It's an amazing idea. Let's do it." And they did. The man said to him, "5 years ago, I came to you with the same idea, and for some reason, you said we shouldn't go ahead with it. We shouldn't manifest it. And now you said we should go right ahead. What's the difference? We could have started the project 5 years ago." The Gaon of Vilna told him, "5 years ago, you were excited about it because you were involved with the fact that you had an amazing idea. That's called reactive excitement." We all have these types of experiences. You get an idea about something, you get a concept for a project, a way of handling something, maybe a way of interacting, a new way of interacting in a relationship, but you're more excited about the fact that it's your idea and that you are the source for it than the actual benefit that it might provide to other people. Imagine you're all sitting in a meeting and somebody else comes up with your idea before you can speak at the meeting. Will you be just as excited for that other individual for coming up with the same idea as if you spoke about the idea first at the meeting and you got the, so to speak, credit? The truth be told, in this example, it's not the idea that we're so excited about. It's the fact that it's our idea that we're excited about. It's the ego. It's the me. It's that part of myself that I want to express to show that I know what I'm doing. I'm in control. I'm okay. This egocentric type of excitement gives you lots of adrenaline and energy, gives you lots of strength, but the second somebody challenges the idea, you're going to lose that energy very, very quickly. Or you'll fight for it in a very reactive way, meaning you're fighting for it from the point of view of your ego. What do you mean? My idea isn't great. You're not really fighting for it from the point of view of this is something that's really good for the people. We have to take the I out of the formula. So we're starting to see that the energy of excitement, like most things in life, have to follow the rules of spiritual criteria. Why are you excited about that thing? Is it you that's excited and that's why you want to put it on the table? Or is it something that'll benefit another individual? Is it something that'll benefit a group and help them raise their consciousness and help them leave the limitations of the physical world so they can connect to the energy of miracles in their lives as well? So let's talk about true excitement. We know that we came to this world to receive. If you don't have something, you can't give it. There's nothing wrong with receiving the light of the Creator. Again, the consciousness has to be receiving for the sake of sharing, not just receiving for keeping the energy yourself. Otherwise, that energy will eventually implode and cause us to fall apart. Excitement can't be something that's connected to time. I'm excited about something that happened 10 minutes ago. I'm excited about something that happened last week. I'm excited about something that's going to happen in a week. We know that the light of the Creator contains no aspect of time. Past, present, and future is all the same. We're not trying to connect to the energy of excitement in a time or effect-oriented way. What we want to do is connect to the real excitement in life, which is the light of the Creator, because that's what we're touching anyway when we connect to any type of excitement, whether it's temporary or long-lasting. When we connect to it in the temporary way, we lose it immediately. But how do we connect to excitement in the long-lasting way? Every day, we wake up in the morning, like we mentioned before. We're alive. The Creator gave us life-sustaining energy. That's true. That's real energy. That's the real excitement that we should connect to in life. Be excited about the light. Be excited about real things, meaning things that never go away. The energy of the soul, the energy of the light of the Creator, not the illusion. Illusion means beginning, middle, and end. Excitement, from a spiritual point of view, means perceiving and appreciating how the light of the Creator is constantly around us and in every aspect of our life, in our relationships, in our business, in our health. We're just simply not aware of it because our five senses blind us. To be a true recipient of the energy of excitement, you have to first be aware. Before you even share something with anybody else, you first have to be aware of what the Creator is giving you. We're not even aware, let alone appreciative, of the life-sustaining energy that we have on a regular basis. If we don't realize what we're getting, we can't be a vessel. We can't be a recipient. Because if you take something that you have for granted, that means you're not earning it. When you appreciate something, in your mind, you're constantly earning it. That's how you're working for it. And remember, that's the rules of the universe now. After the physical universe was created, we have to earn all the energy that we receive. You can't take anything for granted. The second you stop appreciating the basic essence of life, the fact that you wake up in the morning, that we can be healthy, that we can do things, we can go to work, I mean, that's an amazing miracle. Unfortunately, we only start appreciating these things when that life-sustaining energy is taken away in one area of our lives. You have a wonderful relationship. The next day it disappears. Then you appreciate it. How does the song go? You don't know what you've got until it's gone. But Kabbalah teaches that it doesn't have to be that way. If you maintain a constant state of appreciation, you'll never lose that energy because then you're always working for it in your mind, which is the 99% of reality. So what we're talking about here is being excited or having positive spiritual excitement about the routine, about the regular things that we do on an everyday basis, precisely the things that we previously thought were boring. When you think about excitement, you think new. When you think about routine, you think boring. Now we're saying the exact opposite. When we're talking about new excitement, when we're talking about new energy, we're saying that's the illusion. That's like the energy of drugs. You get it, you get high, and then it drops you like a hot potato. When we're talking about being excited about the daily routine, it's a recognition of how the real reality, which is 99%, is the essence of the Creator, and that's the light that we want. That's the light where miracles occur. You have to be first aware of something in order to connect to it. I can tell somebody, you know, connect to the endless world. They'll look at me like I'm crazy. What are you talking about, endless world? You first have to teach someone that there's a dimension known as endless world, where there's automatic, immediate fulfillment. You want to get to that world? You got to be a little proactive. You have to care about other people. You have to have tolerance. You have to have human dignity. Be excited about that. And the more you're excited about that, the more you can connect to that dimension. It's hard to be excited about all of reality in one moment. A good way to get to this level is to pick one thing and be excited about one thing every day for a start. And choose little things and focus on them. It could be anything. Be appreciative of a child. Be appreciative of a spouse, a girlfriend, or a boyfriend. Pick something in nature. The sun, the blue sky, the clouds. All of the things that we take for granted on a regular basis. If anybody has ever been in a difficult situation in life, where their life was almost taken away from them, heaven forbid, it's funny how the first things that we appreciate when we come out of those dangerous scenarios are the simple little things in life. How clean the air is, the fact that you can walk, the fact that you can pour yourself a cup of tea, the fact that you can just go to the store and buy yourself something. All the little things that we just take for granted on a regular basis. But then what happens? Immediately we get into our routines. We forget the appreciation, and we get bogged down with all the problems and the chaos that we deal with on a daily basis. Got to pay this bill, got to take care of that, and we forget about the appreciation. Real spiritual excitement is maintaining that energy of awe and wonder like we had after we come out of a death-defying incident or death-defying experience. Because life is really a gift. Life is truly a gift.